So now people can.
There's probably a lot of them gotta go up there, yeah.
Okay, you're on, Joel?
Yep.
Like to call the March 26th, 2019 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joel.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, we got the approval of the minutes from the March 12th, 2019 meeting. I went through those. I did not see anything that was out of the ordinary. Did you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm just checking on the... Where did you land, Joel, on the fuel tax increase? The language around that.
Was it in your?
It says the board agreed not to take a position.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Whatever changes right. Submitted, I just
okay.
Yep. The ones you hadn't written.
Yep, I'm fine with that. That's great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, I move that the. The minutes of March 12, 2019 be accepted.
You can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, fiscal officer's report.
Pile of papers you have. Let's start with the fund status report. We did get a deposit from the first half tax settlement from the county auditor, so you'll see our primary checking balances went up $354,874.47. Star Ohio, $582,470.45. The LB receipt detail report, which will highlight what I mentioned just a moment ago.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about that, Joel.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I've got two copies stapled here.
Maybe. I have to manually copy them, so.
Oh, I do. Well, no.
There's just nine pages.
One of, you know,
because
nine.
You show, I think I saw there were two deposits in here for Danielle Veliquet.
One was a void.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. So the largest amount, obviously the total deposits made, total $252,502.12, and if you see charges of $11,903.83, that's all from the county taking their fees. $7,016.52 is for the health department. So to see how that plays out, they take their amount. And you'll have, for example, an election expense at the second half tax settlement. You'll see that. I don't know what that amount usually is, but that's what you see there. So that's good. Just takes me a long time to try to figure out those fees to what check I have, so that it's deposited. So, and the bank didn't call me. And then payments we have with electronic payments 25-2019 through 27-2019. And then warrant numbers 17438 through 17480, totaling $22,197.80. Any questions on the payments, the fund status, the any of that stuff?
The only question I have, Joel, looking at the appropriation status.
Okay.
Here.
Yep.
I already see some of these funds are already getting
100%.
Yeah, they're up there. You know, some of them, one of them was the, where did I see it here?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I marked it. So, oh, that was that payment to political. Never mind. That was the payment to the other, another political subdivision, the 11,906.
What page was it?
I'm on page 7.
To the fire department? I don't know what. Yeah. 99.224?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire department. So, yeah, that was dispatching fees.
Okay.
Oh, and that's a once-a-year payment, right?
Yep. Okay. And then, like, up here, the natural gas 59%? Bill, you're at 59%, and we're in March. Now, I know we're not going to be heating a lot here in the next
few months. That's just from the fire fund. But, yeah, it was an $800 gas bill in February. Right. It was a cold.
So we can move money.
Yeah.
And you do that on your own.
Yeah.
I mean,
try to.
With Tony's approval.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to, you know, look at what we spent last year, but, yeah.
What about operating supplies?
You're on page 7 still?
Yeah, page 7, mm-hmm. Line 2191-220420. That's at almost 71%.
Final appropriation, 31. Yeah. Yep.
And that's where he's purchasing turnout gear?
Turnout gear was in the thousands of dollars. You paid the Yaki Electric, I believe. Okay. He came out of that.
Right.
Maybe I was under contracted services.
Oh, because you didn't have an improvement of site. So.
All right. Tight belt for the rest of the year. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I know. I did say something to him because, you know, we have to pay the extractor. That's $12,000. We got money from the Bureau Workers' Comp last year, but we have to pay that, so I'm not going to.
Here's another one down in the rec levy on page 7 of 9.
So what do you mean we got the grant for the extractor?
Yeah, so the income came in last year, but the bill to pay the extractor is this year. So he's using last year's money, right? He carried over. We allowed him to do that.
But, oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, the problem is that's huge, right?
Basically, that money was spent in 18, or should have been spent in 18, but it didn't get done
until
19, so it's impacting his 19 budget instead of finishing up in 18.
It's 18, yeah.
Yeah, because that was revenue we didn't expect to bring in, but we carried it over, acknowledging that we received it. The problem is that some of these things, there's all these other costs, right? So my personal opinion is, like, as much as I like the extractor, we spent as much to get the extractor installed as the extractor money we got to pay for it, right? I mean, so, like, we're in it quite a bit for a washing machine, and I let them know that.
But
so,
you almost you need it. I mean, that's
the carcinogen risk,
washing machine because you put the floor drains in.
Separate amount. So the floor drain was paid in 18.
Yeah, we did that in 18.
And that was $6,000.
But my point is, if we still have to pay $12,000 for the extractor.
Where's that coming out of?
Yeah, there isn't 12 left here in this line item.
I'm aware. I gave him the report.
Okay. All right.
And I said, hey, this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, another one I've got here is on page 7 again, down the rec fund.
Yeah.
Let's see here. That would be the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 41%.
Yeah,
and we're not even at the end of the quarter yet.
Correct.
You haven't got the bulk of your labor taken out of there because me and Eric hit that pretty hard through the summer with mowing and everything else.
Well, there's two Ohio, there's actually three OPERS accounts.
Yeah, but are they all wrecked?
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I see. You got second it. Page. You do have them, on the second page here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only issue I have with the rec fund is it has so little money in the first place, you know, to pay for things, right? I mean, we always knew that we're getting less and less money from these levies. We don't renew them at a higher amount. So what we have coming in is, you know, not very great.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're coming in the first quarter looking somewhat okay and somewhat, you know, we're just starting the season, so.
Where's it? Where's the cemetery levy at? The cemetery fund. What page is cemetery on? Am I missing it? Am I overlooking it? Motor vehicle, gas. Rosen Bridge. Oh, there it is, cemetery, okay. 24. And when will we start getting money in from the levy?
We just did.
We just got some
in? Yeah, you got in. I can look on your report, it'll tell you.
Oh, it's on this one?
$8,000, I think.
Let's see. And that's going to be roughly per quarter?
No, you have first half, second half payments.
Oh, okay.
So $8,027.42. But then you had tax collection fees of $131, so.
How much is actually in the cemetery fund?
Right now, it's got $23,234.
Okay, that's with the $8,000 added?
Yeah, that's as of today. So your, yeah, your fund balance total is $23,000.
But does that include the pooled?
That's everything.
Okay.
That's pretty good for the cemetery.
I know, but when I go on to this next thing, it's scary. So, all right.
Yeah. So any other questions on the appropriations report? It's...
Good?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. I can move to accept the fiscal officer report as read.
I will second that.
Okay. Roll call. Dave Bedge. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Fire department.
Oh, yeah. One more. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Go for it.
Did I not bring it in here? Maybe I didn't. Just about the... Hold on. Like, I made the copies. Just so you know what the audit looks like for 17 and 18. Yep. And there's two pages. Each on this first page, that's everything that's required to be given to them for each year. Okay, which I have most of it done, but there's some big ones that require me to physically pull the months out and make copies. Now, they are coming. That's what the second page signifies. April 12th, on Friday, April 12th, their staff is coming to audit our records. So initially, they wanted just to have me send all these, but when they ask for all the voucher packages with invoices for each expenditure, that's everything in the file cabinet. So yeah. I'm making copies of everything in the file cabinet. Right. So they're coming here.
Okay.
But I still am going to have everything else as much as I can ready for them. So like when they ask for all 941s from the state of Ohio, I'm going to have those copies and organized for them so they can look at them, or bank statements or whatever's on there. But as you can imagine, there are gaps in 2017, so I'm trying to contact institutions to get those copies, you know, to see what we have.
Okay.
Like, things like that. So that's what that's about. And so just so you know. And
they're telling us to take it easy on you.
Well, I have no idea. They did have a survey or questionnaire I had to fill out a couple months ago, and they were asking questions like, you know, how long were you in this position? Was there somebody in the position before you? When did that position end for them? When did you take over? You know, is there anything you want to add? So I just let them know.
Okay.
So that's all I have, really.
All right. We'll move on to the fire department. Chief Parcelletti is not here. He left a note here. He's eating cake. He's judging cake, but I'm sure he's going to be eating cake too. It says the new extractor is working great, and we are cleaning all turnout gear as required. We are hosting a training here on April 6th. This is a wildland firefighting training, and we have invited area departments to join. This is provided by the Division of Forestry. We've completed this year's pool training at the YMCA, and we now have two additional below-ice qualified divers, firefighter Paul Jones and firefighter Brian West, which is a good accomplishment. It says, the trustees, please review the two new revised policies, attendance and probationary personnel, which he left us copies. It says, please provide any feedback at the next meeting so we can look for your approval. And he did follow up on surveying on interest loans for the new pickup truck. Krogan Bank would waive a $250 fee, and it would and 3.99%. PNC had a bank fee, and it was 7.99% to 9.99%. And Huntington had the fee, and it looks like it was 7.99% to 8.99%.
So Krogan would waive the fee, and
they were
the
lowest. Would be 399. 399, yeah. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we can take, I think the best thing to do is probably take these home and look these over.
Okay.
I mean, don't you agree? I mean, your thoughts are? I mean, yeah. I read it over. It looks really good, the attendance procedure. And the only question I had, I was on the probationary personnel. I had one quick question there, and I need the chief to ask about that.
That policy stuff there, that's almost mirrored out for what we do at Allen Clay.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more lenient here than what we already do.
Yeah. And a lot of departments are doing this, so I think it's a good fit for us. We should have it. Okay.
Chief's report
there.
Yes.
Rec department, nobody's here. Zoning report, Miss Linda.
Had three permits, one for a pond, one for accessory building, and one for new construction. The transfer of that lot, the burned out house on Canal, we finally have the deed to that property, so I can follow up and turn it over to the neighboring landowner.
It's pretty much cleared now.
Yeah. He's done a really nice job.
He has.
You know,
he really
and
has.
For just my word that we're in process to keep going at it like he did.
Yeah. So we just a refresh memory, we said we transfer that property to him. He was responsible for cleaning it up.
Correct.
Perfect.
So I'll get the paperwork and everything signed, and we'll go from there. I'll submit the next meeting. I sent out two violations. I sent one to my friend, Mr. McMaster, again.
That's the boat sitting out there on Route 2?
Well, the boat's gone, okay. But if you look behind the fence, he's added a couple things, more than a handful. So we talked about him not adding to his collection, getting rid of his collection. He always agrees with me. So we'll see where he goes with that. And then down at the curve, the Tolls property, he has a semi-tractor trailer and a couple of truck bodies. So I sent a violation to him.
Where's that at, Linda?
Right at the curve. The old dump.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How I remember it, the old dump. I always look at that and say, yep, we used to go there and
dump garbage?
Dump our garbage.
Okay.
Don't swim in that pond. Mark and I are going to go tomorrow at noon to review or to walk the Hemaluski property on Donovan because that anniversary date is coming up where the prosecutor will close the case if it's okay. Signs, if you remember, I got the signs so we could have a hearing date and put it in the yard. The one from Waldo's was $23.75. Clear Images gave me a quote for a 24 by 24, and I'd rather have a 36 by 24, and he didn't get back with me, but it was $15 for the 24 by 24. Mm. So I think Clear Images is gonna be by far the
best bet.
Yeah. Vision Quest from Elmore, I never even got that. So I can wait till I get the final price, or I was only going to get 10 signs, so we were looking at $150 if it was 15. Probably is going to be a little bit more. So you want to wait until I get the final price, or?
I'd be fine if we put a cap on it,
yeah,
not to exceed. Like
200?
$225. I can make
support that.
Make a motion to get the public hearing signs, is that what you're calling them?
Yeah.
From Clear Images, 10 of them, or not to exceed $225.
Okay.
I second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then just, we got a letter from the county that they've went to all electronic, or they're working on taking everything and doing everything electronically as far as site plan reviews and applications, which is kind of nice. They started it on the 18th, and they're mirroring it after Columbus. Mm-hmm. So that's happening. And then there's going to be a public hearing on April 9th for large lot development, which that really affects us. April 9th at 11 in the council chambers. Mark Rigg talked to me. One of the applications was for the King House on Teach Out. And they're really hitting that no driveway within 200 feet, which they got Joel on that. But there's also some other things, like health department sends him a letter that says that, now if you remember King's problem, they have to put their leach field behind the pond now, because the leach field has to go on undisturbed soil. But they're turning down all the permits because the leach fields have to be above the floodplain. That, and Mark's like, it physically can't happen. You can't put a leach field above the floodplain, and in his words, in the whole state of Ohio. So
unless it's on undisturbed soil.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah. Put the soil there and then put your thing on top of it, right?
So there's a lot of things coming down. So I'm gonna go to that meeting on the 9th. Just to hear what they have to say, because I know it will affect our residents quite a bit.
I think for that driveway deal, I don't know why the rest of the townships don't get together, because this was the same thing that happened when my mom and dad built their house. The old existing house in the front, they wanted them to take their new house in the back and adjoin it to that driveway and have a shared driveway. They were selling that piece of property. We have enough fence wars that is, let alone people sharing a friggin' driveway.
Right.
I think the county has lost their mind at 200 feet. They actually, after my dad sold the front house, they made him tear out the existing driveway and move it farther down the road. He had to recreate a whole new driveway because of their spacing deal. So how can we have development out here when you have to have a driveway 200 feet away from another existing driveway?
And the lots only have to be how wide to build on?
75.
If the lots, let's give them the benefit, the lot's 150 foot wide, there's a driveway on each side, they can't put in a driveway.
Right, yeah. Right.
This is stupid for out here.
Yeah, Jimmy Wolf had that same problem too with his.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the other issue is, like, so if he wouldn't have turned his permit in that day, he would have had to put a swale on the north side of the King House that brought the water to the road. Well, that farm is pumped to the back. And he argued with them. He's like, where's the water gonna go? The water's just gonna come up front and it's gonna sit there, mm-hmm. because the natural flow is to the back. So some of the things they're doing, they don't really make a whole lot of sense. So
yeah, they want to try and do everything right here, but they don't think about their outer reaches of what it affects. Yeah. You know, they have some of the people that are probably writing them have never been in Jerusalem Township and have no idea the flooding issues that we have and the water nightmare we have around here.
Yeah, and the natural flow of water, yeah. And you just can't force it a direction without having a place to go.
It makes no sense, because at the King property, there's no ditch on that side of the road, so where are they going to flow the water to? Is the county going to dig a ditch along that edge of the road then? The ditch is on the other side, yep. of the road.
Like Mark said, the swale will be there and it'll be just a water collecting point. So once it gets dug and it's there, then they'll go back in and fill it in and put it the way it's supposed to go. But that's not the way it should work.
No.
We all know that. So, so that's all I have. I just have one request. Please encourage people when they call you. I have no problem with the trustees following up, but I have a lot of people that are talking to you and they're never following up and calling me. So please try to encourage them to call me.
Do you have a preference as to whether we ask the caller to also call you or whether we personally relay the information? You do care?
I would rather they call me.
You'd rather talk to them directly. Okay.
What I'm finding is that some of them are waiting for an answer from you.
Okay. And really all we should be doing is handing off then to you.
Yeah. Okay. And then maybe following up on it and asking me what's going on with that. But it seems to be delaying things and then people not calling and talking to me and working things out. I mean, realistically, I send a lot of violation letters out and we have a lot of cases in court, but you know what? If like Mr. McMaster's, if we can get some kind of common ground to keep moving forward, then that's all I really want. Because I know people can't do it automatically and change things. It takes time and it takes money sometimes in some of the circumstances. So it'd be great if we can get that original contact and get things going before it gets to a point where we've lost it and we have meetings like we did out in the hall, which might have happened anyhow, but so that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Kevin, make it snappy. You got like 3 minutes for the floor. We got other things we gotta get through.
It'll be quick. So our levy is a 5-year levy, right, for road and bridge?
I believe it was a 5-year.
I think that's what it is. Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to look at the schedule since we have it all written down in one place.
Yeah, is that one of the two that are coming up this year?
Yeah. Okay. What we call the salt shed levy, the smaller one, isn't that the one that's on for this year? Remember?
I thought there was a...
Big levy is the one that's on for this year for Road Bridge.
Yeah, if that was, 6 mils? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
I don't remember what the exact millage was. The fire department's is next year.
Next year, we're just going early.
So it's... Right.
Because there's two next year then, also.
Yeah, right.
The wreck and the fire's next year then.
No, we're going to do that early I should just go grab the dates.
Well, Tony's moving the fire one up this year. Right. He'll be with your road bridge.
Oh, sure. Put it with mine. Yeah.
Because otherwise there'd be three next year
all
come and due, and he didn't want to risk that. He said do two this year, so he's going a year early.
Which can make a note on that because it just reminded me of my report. Sorry. Is I have the draft information from the auditor. I have to just change the wording to match our board's approval, and then of course we have the two approvals I mentioned. So I said in March that I would start that.
Okay.
So remember that conversation though. But sorry.
So that's going to be an agenda item next meeting?
Well, I want to get through my April 12th, but I have at least from the auditor the two versions, and I just have to type them up with the right language and put them in front of you for two.
Right.
And then they come back after the audit. The county auditor approves that, and then it goes, we approve it again to send on to the Board of Elections. So we're still early. We're still going to be early. It's going to be done before, start of summer for sure. I just wanted to get that because you reminded me about your levy and those two.
All right.
Sorry, Kevin.
All right, me and Joel worked on the notice for the paper for the bid for the tar and chip program. That is being put in the paper this Wednesday and the following Wednesday. Then the opening will be here on Monday the 15th at 9 a.m. It'll be just a simple opening to acknowledge who the bidders were. Then after that meeting, they'll be taken to the county to be reviewed to make sure that they meet all the bid documents. We can, at that point, doesn't have to be in a necessarily open session, but we can recommend to the county who we're looking at. Doesn't always have to be the lowest bidder, but then they'll go through, certify them, and give us their recommendation back, which is usually 3 to 5 days, usually, for them, so. Oh, my name was put in there for anybody that needed bid packages and my phone number to contact me for any of the information, so. Today the county worked on the Seaman Road Gate. They were down there, overdug it. Really, they didn't find anything from what I was told. By the time I found out they were down there and I got down there, the only thing left was a broom sweeping off the road. But the guy told me, yeah, they dug it out in front. It's flowing good. They opened it and closed it. It seemed to be working. For the county, they'll be satisfied with that. We got to keep an eye on it, see if when this northeastern picks up, if it still really backs up with that gate closed. Then we'll tell Dave and you can call him some more. But they did work on that today. The road transfer, touching back on that, Dave has been in contact with them down at the county. When they certified the roads, they only put part of the roads on the state certification, and the state in February has already certified those roads as ours, but the other half they didn't, because when they emailed out the roads, somewhere along the line the second page didn't show up, so those are still in the county's name. They're swearing that they're still ours, so the argument's still ongoing. But basically what that consists of is everything from Route 2 to the south was not on there. And if I remember right, I don't think Arquette was on there. The only thing we'd have got would have been the extension of Yondota, Anchor Point Road. No, hold it. Arquette was on there, but East and Rachel Road were not on there. So there was like five roads that weren't on. So they're still trying to see if the state somehow will change that. And what I told them, and I don't know exactly what David's discussion's been, until those are certified and into the township's name and we are receiving the money for them, we are not going to touch anything on those roads until somebody gives us that state certification, because it ends up with 3.23 miles of road that we're not going to get any money for unless the county gets state certified. So that's where the discussion is still at this point. I know David was trying to get Brunker and them to come out here and meet with us and discuss it, but I've heard nothing of that meeting so far. So as of this point, we're still not doing anything with any of those pieces of road until then. So if we get angry residents on those roads that the roads aren't getting mowed, because their guy that's in my position out there is nervous because he didn't include that in their mowing or nothing for this year, so none of that got bidded out. I told him, I says, well, it's no problem. We can mow it for you. Oh, you do that? I said, yeah, and then I'll send you a bill. Well, how much will it be? I says, I don't know until I mow it. So he said he couldn't do that. So,
could you, for the sake of the notes, just because I'm writing it down right, and I know you had the conversation with Dave, and so make sure I record it. South of Route 2 is not the roads that they wanted to give us.
Yep.
Those little extensions.
Those would be Main Street, Bono, Martin Williston, and Upper Lunch is already ours. That's it for those on that side. Then it would be Rachel Road.
Okay.
East Avenue.
Okay.
Maybe it was Arquette Road was the other one, because I think there was five of them.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the last one, but I can let you know. I got the paperwork.
That's important. If it's the 3.23 miles of which are these roads that are not certified, you know, and we found that out, that's important.
In the state's eyes, those belong to Lucas County. They do not belong to Jerusalem Township.
And they're getting the tax money for them.
Yep, they will receive the tax money.
Okay. Well, I'm in 100% agreement with you on that.
So we'll try to keep you in the loop, and if David shows up before we leave, maybe he'll update us, but that's where it was left the last time I talked to him. Cedar Point Road pumping. That will be starting this week. The water's getting pretty high, and I don't see a good enough blow coming to relieve any of it. So we started prepping a little bit today. We got a couple little things due on the pump. I'm hoping to have it set tomorrow, but I do have a cremation funeral tomorrow. So so that'll sort of break up the day with that. But I'm hoping to get it set and at least run it for a little while tomorrow to make sure we don't have any problems. Cemetery, as I just mentioned, got a funeral tomorrow. It's cremation at 11 a.m. The Marr agreement, I did talk to Mike Marr again, and like I sort of discussed the last meeting, he just wants something on paper that says that we'll prolong putting any graves on the west side of the driveway as long as we can. And I reiterated again with him that everything from that new driveway we're putting into the east, I would try to sell everything there until we couldn't meet the needs of somebody before we went to the other side of the driveway. He was happy with that, but his statement was as well, the trustees come and go, and he knows that I'm not gonna be here for another 20 years, so he'd like something that at a later date, if something happened, he could show the new trustees, which we know how it is here with resolutions and pieces of paper. 10 years from now, nobody will have an idea of that unless there's somebody relaying that information and there's a document. If something happens, he can present them with the document and say, hey, no, I had this agreement. So I didn't see a problem with that because I thought that's the line we were all thinking, and that's the way I'd like to do it. It makes better bookkeeping. You aren't here and here. You aren't just bouncing everywhere. So me and Linda talked today. She's trying to get a letter put together for me. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, get one together. And it's up to you guys. Would you like to see it first, or would you like us to forward it to the lawyer to have him put the proper words in it if it needs to be changed? Or?
Well, I don't know. A simple form that's going to state that we're going to sell all the graves on the east side of the driveway first and accommodate all that. And if, you know, we'll do all that, and then when we go into the next section, we can say we'll start at the eastern, most eastern part of the, let's say the west side of the road, and go that way, and we sign it and notarize it. I think that should be sufficient, don't you think, instead of paying a lawyer to do it?
Well, and that's what I wanted to know, because we've had him do some of the stuff for the cemetery.
And it takes a long time. And
but if we could make it so it's binding between us and them, you guys agree to it, and we do, or they do, you know, I just figured to put a spot on there for all of you to sign, then a spot for them to sign, yeah, accepting it. Once they'll sign the lawyer's agreement,
right,
then right, Joel can notarize it, then that's about as legal as we're gonna make it.
Is yeah, that something you wanna?
I mean, write? I'm certainly, I can certainly help you if, you know, I'm not an attorney, but I can certainly help if you need any help. The only thing I would ask is, as on behalf of the trustees, make sure that you don't end up giving some kind of ironclad guarantee. It you know, it's whatever, you know, we'll do our best.
Yeah.
But
on your face.
But
yeah, like, I don't want to create a letter that is by any means going to tie our
right hands. Right. Right. You're still going to exercise discretion, yes, when the time comes, but the intent is that you're going to push that off and work possible. And work, you know, from the one direction to the other, and yeah, and yeah, yeah. As long as it still allows you, or your successor to manage the cemetery plots as needed.
Yeah,
I'll draft it.
Okay, great.
Joel, thanks. Will you show the record, or on the record, that Dave is now present in the meeting, in the record, please.
Arrived.
7:40.
Yeah, 7:40.
Close enough.
So my last topic too. We could have ended this.
You talked too long.
And meeting adjourned. Call. We were scared. We there was no vehicles. There was everybody gone.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you, Kevin. On Route 2, east of here, where I know there was some discussion of some properties where there's quite a bit of water accumulating, and I noticed that when the wind was out of the north, it didn't get any better. It only got worse.
Yeah.
And there was some discussion last time about that being state jurisdiction. Have we reached out to the state, or how do we go about doing that?
Yeah, I talked to Steve, is it Dunwald? Last week, he was going to come out and take a look at it, and they were going to, on that particular crossover there, I explained to him what we did, and he wasn't sure what was on the end there, if there was even anything on the end of that pipe, but they were going to bring the, get the vac truck out and try and vac that line. Well, then Kevin called me and said, hey, have you heard back from him? I said, no. Well, then he talked to him, and they said they wanted to wait till the water went down before, because they'd suck the truck.
When would that be?
Yeah, and that's what I said. So that that basically said they're never going to do it is what, basically what I got out of them. So, but that was the last, because we did see the state truck out here. I saw it that day, too, and we thought, oh, man, that was quick. You know, like
should be done when they do the bridge, or at least by then, you know, it'd be a good time to do something like that. Because it's probably galvanized, it's probably all got to be replaced. And,
yeah.
Well, and what they're looking for as far as water down, lake level's not going to be down.
No.
But when we start getting in to the drier part of our season, as long as you don't have a strong northeast blow, those basins will be low enough that they can actually back the water down to be able to see where the pipes are. Because otherwise, in that basin, without being able to see how it's built or what's the matter in it, when we were fishing, we found a hole in it. I don't know if that's the old lids that fell down into a deep basin or what it was, and he wasn't sure either. You'll never find the pipe to go underneath the road to even jet it. And on the marsh side, you'll never find the opening to jet it. So they got to wait till they can at least see the top of the pipe to be able to get the hose up in it. Then jut it across. If we can't back it down low enough, you can fish in that basin all day and think you got it. The most that's going to happen is you're going to get wet.
Yeah, it was deep.
Going to come back out of there.
It was deep, and we couldn't. Yeah. We hooked some old rebar, what we assume was the old lid or the old grate, and pulled them out. But yeah, there was. I'd say there was at least 4 foot of water in that, wouldn't you?
Oh, every bit of that.
Yep. And that was on the north side route too. So,
what's the name of that woman's property?
Just Kohler property.
Okay. Just for you to understand, Mark, all that ponded water that you see out there, none of that physically drains into that basin. The only way it can get to that basin is if it's pumped. So that water will never go down as long as they don't pump it. And it won't come up unless it rains. So that's where they're sitting. They were like this maybe 5 years ago. Well, we went down to try to help, and that got into being border war, basically. The one neighbor against the other, they're both blaming each other for not pumping, and why were we pumping here? We should be down there. And I just drew the line. Nobody was willing to help themselves. And, you know, if you're going to argue about it and you're not going to help yourself, I'm on the wrong road to begin with because I'm dispersing taxpayer money that live on township roads is the way we spend our money. I'm out on the state road. You know, we helped them out when the road washed out and it flooded. It pushed all the way across the Sachs Road and down Teach Out. You know, we did everything we could then for them and help pump. But it's just, until they get together and decide to help each other, and I don't know, did you ever hear of house sold? People moved out.
The sign went down right away. I mean, it was.
And maybe we'll get somebody in there with a little bit of money once put in a decent sized pump, figures out how to get rid of it. But yeah, so right now, there's not
I
think it was a problem too. I think when the water was down, they didn't think they had to pump, so they knocked a hole in that big catch basin. So it's just, you know, it's just.
Oh, on her prop, that one that's out there. Okay.
And knocked a hole in it, I think. Somebody told me. I'm not going out there with my hip boots. I'll get stuck. But there's a hole there, so it's just going to feed from the lake level, from the other side.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen it raise and lower with the lake level, though.
But it isn't going down, is it?
No. We drug a piece of pipe out, but I figured that's what they had a discharge hose shoved in and dropped it down the basin, so.
The other one we got to look at, if we talked to Steve again, and I don't know if he was the same guy you talked about, at Elliston and Route 2 there.
Yeah, that's another, yeah.
Because on the northeast, that field on the south there, that thing just, you can just see the water come up in there. It's a shame, you know, so.
Those two projects should be done when they do the bridge.
And they're doing that in 2020, 21?
I think it's 21, if I remember right.
Okay. Kevin, you got anything else?
Nope.
All right, we'll move on. Cemetery report. Mark, anything?
Nope, nothing. Okay. Nothing to add beyond what Kevin reported.
Okay, hall rentals. I just got one today. They called me and got to get me paid up on that one. And that was it.
Have I got an agenda?
I thought I left one up there for you. If not, I thought I left it right there in front of you. I'll say I got one over here if you want one.
I got one.
All right. And then roads, Dave. Do you have anything on roads?
We'll get to it and we get back in old business and everything.
All right. We're in old business. Repair to halls. It looks like it's coming along out there.
Yes, I did walk it. It looks pretty good.
So. Physically, from the way the guy talked today, they're done with this building. Other than she's got to do some caulk on a couple seams out here. She's got to put that joint stuff in. She showed us because you have two different walls and they're moving, so it's just going to crack again. So she's going to put something filler flexible in for the rest of it with a mastic that'll flex. So we don't hopefully get any openings of one right outside the door here. I think there's one over there.
Will they wash that down or will it wear
It'll wear off. Okay. Once we're sure the mortar's done, it warms up, we'll both probably just pressure wash the whole front of the building because all the windows and everything need washed down good.
And then we got to seal it.
We got to seal it then.
Seal all the brick done.
Well, and she was, did she ever tell you what product to use on it? Because I mentioned a couple different ones and she...
Whatever they sell up there at...
Coleman's, yeah.
Coleman's. Yeah, Coleman's, yeah.
But it is looking better. It definitely looks better now that they're getting into it. It looks good, so...
Did they do the fire station yet?
Yes, they did that this morning.
This morning?
Okay.
Oh, and I did talk to that bricklayer on the front of the rec building today. I said something to David. It's up to you guys because you've already said, okay, try to tie it back.
No, we didn't. We left it up to Mike.
That was up to Mike, okay. Whatever they wanted
to do. So we'll talk
to
Mike about that.
Well, me and Tony have talked about looking at it. Wouldn't it be cheaper to just pull that brick off the front, maybe leave it so high off the ground, and just tin the whole building? Because that brick's only on the front face. Either tin it or side it, just like we got here. Either way, they're going to have to put lath onto the block. So either side it with the vinyl siding to match this end of the building or something close and tin and just cover it up.
I think he's right, Bo. You know, even if they tie that back, everything's going to crack or something. It might be better just to leave it up about 2 foot or 3 foot or something.
Whatever looks right.
And just
do like a little wing.
And like you said, you think the guys just, nobody built that professionally. That was just
some people guys on the rec board just threw it up.
Yeah.
And the bricklayer did say, he says, I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to hold an area about this big.
Yeah.
And he says, then you're going to start seeing the other mortar joints starting to crack. He says, in a couple of years, you're going to be right back doing something with it again.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Mike at the next meeting. Just run that by him. Say, hey, this is an option. You know, let's think about doing this. And I'm sure he's going to want to save money, too. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Davis Bessie meeting, which was from March, April. Meeting, somebody went to.
That's when I went to. Yes. It was really good as usual. They had the same scenario, something a pump went down and she started heating up we sat in the room with the county administrator and I did get to meet the new commissioner, Mr. Byers, and that's kind of interesting, and the county administrator. I talked to her but I never met her. So that was good, and the sheriff and I sat in there together, and we just go through the scenario of, what we have to do to shut down different areas, the area over by Bessie, and then there's another area, and then there's our area, and when to send the kids, and what to do with the wind direction and everything. It's kind of cool. So we went through that. I don't think I got out of that till 2:30. We had a gentleman there that he was really pushing us to ask questions, and I asked a few, and they had an accident up here, and they were going to go down, take everybody down, Howard, the corduroy and everything. I said, no, stop them, at 579 and there, and take them, don't even let them come this far, So, and that's what they like to see. There's people judging this, and so they like to see the questions and people talking and going back and forth. There's probably all together with all the fire department and police and everybody there, right? Bet there could be 50 people there.
No.
in the 911 station there.
So there were two parts to that training. Dave was at the first part on the 19th of March, which was the command center training.
Mm-hmm.
And then the evening of March 20th, the next evening, was the reception and relief center or reception and relief station training, and that was at the Oregon Fire Station number 41. So what happens in the case of an emergency, they would ask that we have two trustees involved, and they would deploy one to the command center where Dave was, and the other one would be deployed to the reception and relief center, which that's also where they would be. And actually, when I was there, they had the fire department set up a radiation contamination monitoring gate, and they would set up the flow that residents would come in. They would go through this gate. The gate would detect whether they were contaminated or not. They'd separate the contaminated people, and then take them to decontamination, and then bring them. I believe they then bring them back through to make sure that they were at that point clean. All of the decontaminated and uncontaminated people would then go into the reception center. The second trustee would be deployed at that reception relief station and would be asked to circulate in that reception and relief station with residents of the area. And the two trustees would be communicating back and forth, but the trustee in the reception and relief station would be there to listen, to hear concerns from residents who were there and, you know, maybe had other family members, etc. And so that communication back and forth between the two trustees could help. And then we also would, there would be communications and PR people, and then we could work with them in terms of how do we get the information out to the rest of the residents in the community and keep them informed, keep them calm, and you know, provide any directions as far as what areas to stay away from, what areas to move towards. So they started at Station 41, and then they moved over to the Clay High School Gymnasium. That's where all of the contamination monitoring would be taking place. So that there's another session of both of those training coming up in April, and I was going to cover the one which is the command center, and I think Bo, you were going to be at the
Clay. Yeah, I was just looking because I was thinking, yeah. Man, do I have one tomorrow? Yeah. Or
but no, it's a this, couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. Yeah.
It was very interesting. Chief, question.
In the, you're talking about the Davis Bessie concerns.
Correct.
One of the requests came to me was our special needs list.
Yes.
And so I've pushed back at them, and I don't recall the fire department taking the active role on surveying our citizens on who has the special needs. And I'm waiting for Hannah to get back with me on that. But one way we may want to reach out is one be the social media aspect of it, but the other one might be the food pantry might be able to, as some of those people come in, they may know of residents that have the special needs. These are people that could be blind, could be handicapped, you know, any of those.
Elderly, sure.
So as the department, we receive a document from the health department, and that stays in a sealed envelope until the event of a disaster would warrant. Then we would open and then proceed with, you know, working towards, you know, their special needs of evacuation purposes.
Right. There was a section in the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Where they said, okay, and this section is reserved because this information will be coming in from your fire department. And I assume that dealt with special needs, but it also, I got the impression that our local fire department would be traveling throughout the township and gathering information, gathering information about who's where and all of that, and then funneling that information back into both the command center and the The reception and relief station.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Our station is a little more unique than others because, one, we're a designated emergency worker decon center. So we have the portal monitor. We have all that equipment just like everybody else does for the mass. The other part is we have to do route verification and route notification. So in the event that the sirens did not alarm, then we have to deploy people. So, I mean, that's all of what we mm-hmm. do. And we've been doing training years after, you know, ever since it started. So, but what I was sharing with you is the special needs list is an area of concern at the moment because I'm not sure who's gathering that information. You know, that had not been a participation of ours before.
Okay.
That I'm aware of, even from previous chiefs.
You're going
to
get...
That I don't know that we sent a survey out to your home and say, do you have any special needs? You know, I don't know.
You know where I think that was at?
I thought it was the health department.
No, well, I thought it was on calendar. It was on that calendar. Remember they used to send the calendar right. to you? And you filled out that form and mailed it back in. So that's how they got the information.
And maybe that's...
And this year, they don't do the calendars. So now they're dumping it on... They're trying to dump it on the fire department yeah. to do that.
I'm just letting you know that,
so you're gonna, as chief,
I replied back to Hannah and I said...
And you're asking
I'm not familiar with us doing this and participating in this survey. Please give me some more guidance. And she said, well, she was going to check with officials higher okay. than her to find that okay. answer. So, but I have not heard from her. And that was probably at least a week ago that I posed that question back to her.
Okay.
Because okay. the list that we do have is outdated.
All right.
That's a clarification okay. for the notes. Who's attending April 16th?
Let me see which day we're talking about.
The command center training.
I will be at the command center.
And I'll be at you're the 17th. Yeah, at the high school.
Okay, okay. That's it.
So, okay. All right. Moving on, number three, the road transfer. Kevin touched on that we still don't have the state didn't certify them for
us. I talked to Panuski, and he says it's in the works.
Okay.
So that's all he could tell me.
Okay. The MAR agreement, number four, we talked about that too. We're working on that yet. Kevin and Linda are going to draw up a letter stating that we will do our best to sell all the grades in the eastern part first and then move over to the west side of the driveway. But, you know, and then
it only makes sense to do that anyhow to get that cleaned up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about the ODOT crossover there at Kohler's property with that. The Seaman and Teachout gate, Kevin said the county was out there today and overdug it all. And we're cleaning up the road and looks like we're going to wait till we get a nor'easter. The gate went up and down. Everything worked. So
We're still working on that. We're still going to try and do something about that gate.
Yeah, see if it holds with the water.
No, we're going to replace that thing.
They're going to get it replaced, you think?
That's where I'm really pushing for that.
Sounding today is they were satisfied and see what was going to happen. I don't know if they relate it back to Brian and them or not. But.
Okay.
I'm not satisfied, put it that way.
Motor vehicle tax, that one's still on here.
Was that the discussion about whether we want to pursue the additional $5? Okay.
I never got them. Do you guys still have that, or should I get mine and make copies?
I looked at mine the other day, Dave, and I don't know, but I had switched books and
Mike Panuski?
No, that was
because this was a resolution to enact a township.
That's it, right there.
If you want to make, I didn't put mine in my book, I guess. Okay. Thought I did, but I didn't.
Okay. Do you want me, I mean, I can forward this to everybody if you want.
I got mine.
Okay.
I'll make a copy of that and we'll go from there.
And then we'll put that on for discussion next time?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Right. Number eight is Lucas County. You guys touch base on all that with Hannah. The Jerusalem Township Elementary Path, Mike's not here to see where they're at with that. We had the Rachel and East Water issue, which I don't think they've done anything with that down there.
No, haven't.
The Brown Road, they haven't heard from Brian just on that either.
Just leave that on there so that way we don't forget.
Dave, you had Doug Burkhart added to this for the old business.
Yeah, I tried to call him today, and he didn't even, you know, usually his wife will answer the one. And I called the cell phone. Nobody answered the cell phone either, so.
I ain't heard from him since he had that.
That operation.
Hip or shoulder or whatever he was getting done.
I don't have Steve's number. You got Steve's number?
I either got Steve's or his kid.
Now, was he the ditch cleaning guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's supposed to do Marius there and
Van Dyke.
And Van Dyke.
Okay. All right. All right. That's all we have for old business. I think this one probably should have been put under old business, but I threw it under new business. We talked about it the last meeting was the brush chipping. If we were going to do a spring one and a fall one, we were supposed to kind of look around and see what we thought. If
well,
we needed
we talked
to do
about is whether we should do the brush chipping in the spring.
Or that's what it was, yeah, spring or fall.
There's some brush out there, but I don't see enough. If you guys want to do it in the spring, let's do it in the spring. Otherwise, the only bad thing, reason we started pushing most of them towards the fall is with the brush chipping, then we're fighting the cemetery and keeping up with the grass, and that's why we push a lot of them off to the fall. But we try when we get a spring, when we don't have a lot of graves, to do a brush chipping in the spring. But yeah, it's whatever you guys
want to
do.
Yeah. I didn't see a ton. I agree with you. I think there is some. I was gone all weekend, but I know my son was burning sticks all weekend. So, you know, the weather was nice enough. He was able to get outside, and he was burning sticks in his little thing back there. So, I don't know. I guess I'll go off of Kevin's opinion on what he thinks. I mean,
unless you want to drive around, I'm making a decision next week.
Yeah,
I mean, next meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of looked around. I haven't seen a ton.
I didn't drive around.
I mean, all I saw was because of the winds where limbs were down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, obviously a lot of cut brush isn't going to occur until fall. Until
we notify them. Until we notify them.
Yeah,
then you'll have people pruning their yards. And the brush we are seeing now is just because of the weather and the yards are so wet, they haven't got out to clean it up at all.
Right. We can move that up to old. We'll just move that into old business for the next meeting and kind of see what everybody thinks on that. I had a call on unlimited garbage pickup. Did we set a date for that with them yet or no?
No.
We never did set a date last year.
I did talk to them a week ago, I think it was. It was right after our last meeting. Was having a discussion with them. They were inquiring if we'd had any reports on any problems because the owner right now isn't driving the garbage truck every time, and he wanted to make sure the guy was doing what he's supposed to. And I told him, I says, since about 2 weeks in, I ain't heard from anybody. I says, as far as I know, you've been doing a good job. I says, I don't see garbage left. And if he's going to leave garbage, he always calls me, sends me a picture of it, and he sits right there until I answer him back, take it or not take it. And there's been a couple places that have put stuff out like it was almost unlimited. They had 5 cans and a pile of stuff. I told him, take the 3 cans, leave the other can, and leave the pile. And when he returned the following week, it was all gone. I haven't found it laying beside the road, so maybe they caught on. But no, he really, other than just checking with us occasionally, or I catch him out here dumping our dumpster, been real good. But anyhow, he said that they would be getting with us this coming month to try to figure out what we're going to do for unlimited.
Okay.
The thing I will stress with you is shortly after they started, somebody from Waste Management must send him a bunch of pictures of our last pickup, and he got really nervous discussing could we possibly do some set dumpsters and have them bring it. I told him, I said, that was not part of our agreement, but I'm not a trustee, but you're more than willing to discuss it if you want, but that's not what we agreed on. So he was nervous about, and I'll be honest, from what I've seen, he might have 2 garbage trucks.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
Well, if he keeps the unlimited split on a couple days and the way he's got it, maybe he won't have the problem that waste management had, you know, with the pickups running around and the garbage trucks. And so
I was expecting calls Friday because I think they were having issues up with the truck was broke down and he was pulled in Bob's barbershop there. And I thought, man, we're going to get in flooded with phone calls because their garbage ain't picked up at the same time. You know, it was going to, but they must have got it fixed right away and were, because nobody called to say, hey, my garbage guy ain't here at noon like he usually is. So I was waiting for him all day. I was like, every time my phone rang, I thought, uh-oh, we're going to have a garbage complaint. But no, they must have got it fixed. And
yeah, because he never called me. If he has any kind of problem, if he's going to be late starting in the morning, mm-hmm. I'll get a phone call by 7 o'clock saying, I got a problem and I'll be this long before I can get there. All I care is your garbage pickup says Thursday. If you get everybody on Thursday, you're supposed to. I don't care if it's 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
As long as their garbage is gone, they're not going to have a complaint. So. But no, him and his wife did say I think they were going to try this upcoming month to get with us, start discussion on the unlimited.
Okay.
And when we wanted it. So you might want to start tossing around some dates or whatever you're thinking. And
I still like
to do it into June. So.
I still like to do that June. I like that about second week of June or something. Or
that way most everybody's yards has started to dry up enough. Yeah. Unless we just get a real wet spring that hangs on. And we do get a lot more garbage picked up that way.
So. Remember, we used to do it about the 10th or something. And
but we learned from waste management in the last couple times. I really didn't care. I think we need to make it so all the garbage has to be bagged because they throw it in cardboard boxes and it rains overnight. Amen. I don't want to be those guys. There's 1,000 little pieces in there and they pick up the box and the bottom falls out. Make them bag all the loose garbage. The bag can't be over a certain amount of pounds or the cans or whatever. And it would make the pickup go a little quicker.
Yeah.
The furniture and stuff, I don't know how he's going to be with that, so that'll have to be a discussion on how we do that if he doesn't. With the bed bug thing now, it'd be a pretty high price for a pick up a couch or a mattress at your house. So just things like that we need to keep in mind that may make it go a little quicker and a little easier and look nicer when they leave. Because this guy is kind of picky. I mean, I have not found a can sitting on the roadside of the ditch since he started picking up. They're moved to the opposite side of the ditch, set back in the driveway, the lids are on them. It's nice, it looks professional. When you turn down a road and you see a can sitting beside the road, you know that was a late setup because everybody else's cans are on the other side of the ditch.
Yep.
And nobody can complain about that.
And he must pay them guys good because they hustle. I mean, them guys that are up and down off that truck, they are hustling. So.
Nope.
Okay, well, they'll get us a date and, or kind of looks like June's kind of what we're looking at.
I think so. It works out real
good. I think it does too. Everybody's out of school. All the kids are out of school. I think that it's, June's a good month to do it.
Bo, you got an extra?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You're almost done, aren't you?
Well, I want to have one.
Nobody's doing any tires anymore, are they?
There has been.
Oh, you know where I put it, Dave? It's on your desk.
Oh, okay.
If you feel that we have enough money to maybe attempt tire recycling this year, I can call and get a price on it. I think it was $2,500 for a 53-foot trailer. They're $25,000 or $3,000, and there is a lot of tires. But I will tell the two new ones, we do usually 2 semi-loads of tires when we open it. If you don't set a quantity amount, we take a lot of tires out of here. And they've changed it the last couple times. They have another container come for tires and rims together. And those go into another trailer, and we've done a little over 1 box trailer of those, and plus the 2 others.
Now, so the residents get charged to bring them tires.
No,
we pay all of it.
Paid everything. 1 year, I got it covered. No, 2 years. 1 year I got partially paid. They paid for 1 trailer for us under a grant. The next go around, it was sponsored by Solid Waste, and we got them to pay for everything on it, but I think the rim and tire trailer, and it's been really good. The other times we paid for it ourselves, the same thing with the paint recycling, that was partially covered through the county, and the residents actually paid $1, I think it was, a gallon.
Yeah.
For water-based paints and stuff like that.
So there was no limit on this before. So if somebody could bring in 50 tires.
They did.
I thought it was a 10 tire limit.
No, by EPA, you cannot haul more than, I believe it's 8 tires, because they are classified as a hazardous material. So you couldn't haul over 8 tires. I'm not hauling the tires. I'm not telling you. Once you pull in the lot, you got whatever you got. We had farm trailers pulled in, 5 tires high, the whole trailer.
The whole trailer.
But I will tell you, to get rid of a big tractor tire is about $40 right now. And we got rid of a lot of tractor tires in that, you know, it was real good, because we're not paying that kind of price to get rid of the tires. But it cleans the neighborhood up real well, and it's been 3 years, I think, since we did the last one.
I think at least 3.
Did you guys ever think of doing you can bring in 4 tires free, and then a buck or two a tire after that? I mean, that's still pretty cheap to get rid of a tire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm seeing it. If you said you could bring in 4 or 8 tires, and we'll dispose of them for free, but then anything above that's $2 a tire. I mean, to help with the cost. I mean, how many tires they get in that trailer, Kevin? I mean, I can only imagine.
Oh, depends on the size.
Yeah, yeah. They lace them in there. And I don't know how they get that many tires in there. But, man, it just, for a long time, it seems like the trailer ain't filling and it ain't filling. But there's not any air gaps in there. They're laced pretty heavy.
Okay.
We just threw them in the truck. Those guys loaded them.
Yeah. And actually, we don't even have to handle the tires per se, but we always have, just for a little community.
Yeah.
But they handle the tires, they load them, they stack them, whole 9 yards. But in my past, thinking about if a guy brings 5 tires and you try charging for the 5th tire, it's going to be somewhere along the road between here and his way home, or in a ditch or whatever. That's why. Because the first year we started, I think the county had told us, you know, do 2 tires per household or something. That wasn't unreasonable. It was very unreasonable for the kind of tires we had around here. And I picked up hardly any tires laying beside the road anymore. And it works. But it's just on how much we want to pay for. And I can call and get a price from the guy just to see what it is. And we figure for 2 trailers, maybe 1 tire and rim trailer, if we don't fill them, he takes them back, there's no charge.
You don't pay for them.
So, and if you only get a half a trailer, he's cut us a good deal before, when we had a trailer and a half or 2.5 trailers, he's cut us a deal on the trailers. So.
But, I don't think it would hurt to get a price, do you? I
mean, no, good idea.
Let's look at it and see.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, number 3, Joel, this was you. This is, I put it down as an update records request. Joel, I think it was you were missing tapes or something.
It's more of an acknowledgement of, as I get more public records requests for audio, I'm finding a gap. I think 2006, the what I can find in the safe. So,
okay.
If those requests are made, I'm just putting this on public, you know, on the meeting minutes, because
they're gone. We can't find them.
Or that, I don't know where they're at. Okay. So, I mean, as I find files or stuff shows up, you know, like what Barb's pulling, you know, there's a lot there that can just be sorted through, but.
A lot of times the tape recorder didn't work. We was having all kinds of trouble.
Well, a lot of it's indicated in the meeting minutes. If you look back, you can see that was stated. So at least that's good. But there was a good gap of time, so. And then I know that it was brought up before the start of the meeting, and we should just look at, you know, offsite backup and cloud backup of some sort, or some alternative to just. here in the township office.
Yeah, I did want to, I agree with Joel. I wanted to suggest that we give consideration to, you know, a cloud backup. Because right now, we back up to a an external hard drive.
Yep.
But that external hard drive is stored here. It isn't even necessarily stored off-site. If there was a disaster here, it could very well destroy that backup. Cloud solutions really are fairly inexpensive, and you know you'd always and they always back up on a regular basis their cloud. So I'd be willing to take a look into some cloud backup options and come back next time with suggestions and prices.
Yeah, we'll be ahead no matter what we do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll look into that and come back next time.
Okay. The last thing I had on here was I just added at the last minute. I did get the Jim Phillips. Kevin asked me to get it. He is putting a pond in at my house right now. And they had submitted the bid originally for the cemetery to Joe, and we had lost or whatever in the shuffle. So I had him redo it for us, just so we had it. And they come out to do, because I didn't know if we were still in the pond area over there or not, Dave. I couldn't remember our conversation. Because he had asked me, and it looked like for the 3/4 acre pond, and then here I can give this to you guys. You guys can take a look at it. But it ended up coming out to $36,500 to do all the work. And Jake had told me that if they were to do it, if this was something we could move on soon, they'd knock $2,000 off because the equipment's 3 miles away. And I said, well, I go, I don't think we got the money to do it. But then there was talk of, I thought, well, we could, Kevin and I talked, if the pricing's right. And I know we got to, I told him we're going to send out and have another bid anyway, or two bids. If the price, you know, if it was right, we could borrow the money from somewhere and get it done if we want to get ready to start moving on it. But I told him I wasn't.
We have to really stop and think about that, is now they came up with a, you know, that we really don't want to put all that dirt up there because we'll be higher and we'll push the water over on the neighbor. So they could pull that hill off probably and grade that all, and we'd be better off that way than digging the pond and bringing more, you know, throwing it on top.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't remember what the last we were talking about. I couldn't remember.
What the discussion was with Jake Phillips, if you go to the back where we parked and that stone is, that level there, what he was going to do is bring that new piece of property up to the existing level of what the present cemetery is, so it really wasn't going to be raised, but it was going to be all leveled. He was going to strip all the topsoil, doze everything, level it, then bring the topsoil back so everything was a clean grade going across. And then he was going to put in, I forget how many runs of tile and the driveway. There was one other thing he was going to do, but it wasn't really to raise the property. It was to bring everything up to existing grade. And that's how he was going to decide on how deep he had to make the pond, on how much fill we were going to need. So he was interested in like a cut and fill sheet from the county, which we got the elevation map, which Grotto took it as being wrong. I don't know which one was right. We had Grotto look at it also. Grotto wanted to create like pond areas in the cemetery with catch basins like, and that's not going to work because I can't have any kind of a structure where we're burying, you're going to hit them all the time and damage them. So we're going to need to come up with a scope of work for what we want done over there. Then when we get the scope of work, have the county come out, pin the lines for all the drainage so they can get a straight line, because if you run off 2 foot either way, you could be into a grave with the tile work. Then pin off the driveway so we know where the driveway's at, so there's no discussion. Everything's clearly marked and we don't affect a burial section by shifting 3 foot either way.
Yeah.
And some kind of a scope of work, because Grotto was working in one direction, he was working in another, because he was running straight long length of tile to a main, which we talked at that time to just dump it into the pond and just simple drainage. But Grotto kept talking about inch per hour rain. If we get that kind of rain for 8 hours, I don't care what kind of tile you got there, it ain't gonna matter. And we're not looking to bury somebody in something like that. I want to upgrade from the section we're in now on drainage to make it better than that one and make our travel area out into a grassy area smaller, which we're doing by putting a driveway down the middle. So we're curing a lot of problems, but we're gonna have to put some kind of a scope of work together.
Yeah.
You know, we get a pin measurement, everything's brought to this grade, and...
See, the trouble is here, guys, it's high right here. This is where it starts dropping off. And we got a high point here, and then it drops, it's a little bit lower in here, see?
Is that brown out there by your...
Yeah, it's brown right here, yeah. So we got to knock this off to level this off here, because it's really high right in here. It's a ridge right there, right?
Yeah, it runs up going towards the west, it gets higher.
Yeah.
But we don't want to sit lower than the neighbor's property, but we also don't want to be too much higher.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to be too much higher, so we got to knock this off somehow and grade this all. Because we want it to fall that way.
Yeah, so, we want it all to fall back to the creek. Yeah.
So it sounds like the first step is really to have the get the area surveyed and come up with a detailed plan.
It's all surveyed. The county has already done work for us, surveyed it, and they've plotted it on a map, but nothing's been done in the field because it can't be done until we get all our grade work done. Then they need to cut in a driveway and they need to put in the tile. Then we need everything worked so we can get grass planted. Then we'll go in and pin all the sections so you can find it with markers, which we'd agreed at that point that we would furnish all the markers. We'd have to order markers.
The first thing to do is we got to get it leveled.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We got to get leveled.
Yep.
You can worry about the grades and that later on, but we've got to get leveled.
So at this point, do we know whether we want to put a pond in or whether we don't want a pond?
I think we should see both ways. Maybe just do this right now, quick, you know, get this leveled and prepared, and then we can always put a pond in later.
Well, you want me to, I'll see them. I'll say, hey, why don't you just go over there, give us a price of what you think it'd be just to grade that hump off and get it level.
Have Jake get a hold of me, then we can go over and look at it again.
Yeah.
When we were over the last time, it started raining.
Yeah.
We didn't stand up. Joey did more talking with him. But I can show him the wind part. My thing is that bottom land will never, ever have a use for that.
No.
No.
So we might as well just get rid of it. It doesn't become a dump. It doesn't become a place that a future trustee decides, well, that's where we're going to dump all our concrete and everything else. Let's fill it with water or something, get rid of it. But, and I understand we're looking at the money of it, but we got to get moving on the other part, because I'll be honest, even at the rate we've slowed down selling graves, if somebody wants 8 of them together now, I can't sell them 8 of them together. Best I can do is 4. So we're starting to get out of that section, but I don't want to move into the other one until I get that one as full as I can get it. But we're starting to run into that. So we need to start moving forward, because once we do it and get grass in it, if we move dirt around like that, you're gonna want it to settle for a while, which I know with Phillips is they come in with that big wheel with all the plungers and they can pack the heck out of stuff, but you're still looking at disturbed ground. And for a while, there's gonna be a mess digging a grave in there. You're gonna have a lot of falling on it. So.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see us get something going this summer. I'd like to see some...
One part of the project.
Yeah, something.
Try and get this leveled even.
Yeah, so, yeah, so just something.
The bids that we have right now, are any of those bids valid, or is the scope of those bids too broad?
Well, I would say we'll look at what Phillips' scope was, because his was pretty close to what we were originally looking at. And I can go over it with him, then out of that we need to create just a scope of work that we can get the grottle and anybody else that's interested
okay.
in giving us a price.
Anybody else.
That way everybody's bidding the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah, that right.
With the same amount of runs of tile, same sizes, stoned,
right.
unstoned, and just go like that. Because like me and David talked over in the rec field, we just created a lot of French drains in it, which took the place of putting in a structure. Which, when you dig and you get a little bit of stone, it ain't gonna matter. But if you're hitting a concrete structure,
okay,
yeah.
So this upcoming discussion is going to allow you to create a scope of work, and that scope of work will go out to each of the bidders, and they'll be asked to bid very specifically on that scope. Okay.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise.
Oh, right. It needs to be fair. I agree.
You're not digging a pond.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you decide to dig a pond, then where do you lose all the dirt at if you got a bunch of extra dirt? Which those banks around there need to be reinforced along that ditch, but that's like a 20-foot space. There's a actual hill at the ditch. It goes over towards the ditch, then there's a flat area. Like in the very back of that property, there's most probably another 20 feet or more from that bank to the actual ditch. So it's something to think about before we jump in and say we're going to do this, then we run into another problem here. Because by our zoning, you can't haul the dirt off your property. So do we create a hill in the back, or what do we do with the dirt?
Yeah, I guess if we're going to do, I agree with you, if we think that we're going to have to do a pond, or we're going to need dirt, the very inception of this is when to do it all, not do something. But I agree with Dave, let's see if that is just getting it leveled right now, then we can see, okay, we're going to have to come up a foot, or we're going to have to come up, you know, a foot and a half, whatever. We don't know until they shoot the grade on it, so.
Well, and in that scope, we could also put where the pond may or may not be in the future, that if we need to add fill, they can pull dirt out of that to fill it and bring it to grade.
Right.
But we aren't going to create a whole pond or anything at that point.
Yeah.
But,
well, I'll see him tomorrow, so I'll tell him to get with you.
I believe he still got my number.
Or if you go down there and you see him, just swing in there. And so so I just got that for you. That was the only, I think that was the last of the new business, unless somebody else has got something else. The only other thing that I had, and I kind of held off till the chief got back, was back to the pickup trucks, which we looked at your rates on your, Krogan, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was surprised.
On that. I had the chief weigh the trailer. Where did I put it? Okay. The trailer loaded down, the way it sits with everything in it, was 7,140 pounds. With the skid-mounted pump, 250 gallons. That's another 2,000 pounds of water weight, and I think the thing weighs 850 pounds. So we're pushing 10,000 pounds in this truck. And I did talk to Ken over at American Enterprise, and he said, you know, same thing Dave said, that new Ford engine is going to be the way to go. That was his opinion. He would never buy another diesel pickup truck for his personal use. But he said, which kind of threw me for a complete loop, was, one, he's saying the Ford for the engine. He says the Dodge has got too light of a frame, and the Chevy's going to an aluminum frame. So he's recommending that we go with the Ford, from what I gathered from him, which then puts us back into the higher priced truck. So that, I just wanted to share that, where we were at with that. So, it's a tough decision. I mean, if we're going to do the Ford, that we end up choosing to do, that engine doesn't come out till what, late summer, did he say, Dave? I think?
Sometime September, August, September.
So that pushes us back till fall. So
the truck's going to cost us less through the years, though, the gas motor, because of the maintenance on these diesels.
Yeah, the upfront cost is
But
more.
Later on, it's going to be a cheaper truck.
And I think I do originally... I wanted to get a push for a Ford because I think the Ford's a better truck. But cost-wise was what I was looking at on it. But, he's saying the Ford, so I guess we'll have to, unless we want to do something now, but I think we probably revisit that when the new one comes out.
Well, I can tell you as a Dodge owner, but I do have a diesel in my truck. It was only because of the price I got. My fifth wheel is 15,000 pounds. That I'm dragging right now with that, and that is a 3/4 ton It squats my truck a little bit. Handling, pulling down the road, absolutely no problems at all. And with my towing the fifth wheel, it's not out on my bumper, but which that trailer will be, point of gravity will be at the bumper. But frame-wise and stuff like that, if we were towing that trailer every day and that skid tank was in it and it was loaded and that was my everyday truck and trailer I had to drag, I'd worry about it. But for 20 times a year you're going to tow that trailer possibly, 25, and with the skid unit in the truck, because I would assume in the wintertime the skid unit's going to come out because it'll be no use in the wintertime, so that weight's right. Gone. So anytime you're going to haul that trailer in the winter, it's not going to have that in it.
Right.
And you know, I would love to have a Ford myself, but due to the price, and with the Chrysler discount through my family, I would like to have a Ford, but I can't justify it for the price. And for the handling that I've had, this is my fourth one. And I mean, I've just not had the problems. And I think a Dodge would still work fine, especially if you're going to the one ton. They're pretty heavy. And if you want to talk to somebody about one ton Dodges, go down and talk to Joe Herr. That's all he's bought. Go talk to Carsonson. That's all they drive. And them guys don't treat them trucks that nice. I mean, like Joe Herr, when he retires one, he starts hauling boat anchors in it, and they haul them back to Port Lorain, and they hold up really well. So that's just my spiel on Dodge.
I think for the work that Wolfie put into the investigation of it, for the Dodge, you know, with the airbag suspension and some of the, there was a few goodies that he put on there. I still feel the Dodge would meet all of the needs. As far as the tank being full of water all the time, that's not the intent.
Right.
Because the brush truck is not necessarily the first truck out. Our first truck out is an engine, so we've got enough water on the scene, and the first intent is to protect the any potential structures. You know, so.
So I guess we probably got to get, have you guys get pricing on gas engines. Because well, them were all bid on, the ones that we got were all diesels.
It was only the Dodge that we had the, that I believe he had the price for the,
did he have it?
37 for the, for the gas. And that's the, that's the 6.4 liter. My son has that in his 3/4 ton truck.
Oh, he did have it here. Okay, he did. This was the last one. I apologize. Yeah. I didn't think it had the. I thought these were all.
Also, look at some of the other.
Yeah, that was a 6.4.
He had some equipped with it. It might be.
Oh, there's the auto. Yeah, $1,600.
The auto leveling rear suspension.
Yeah.
So once the price on the Ford went drastically up, you're going to be right around 40 on an 8-foot with some options. I wish the Dodge. I think you got the Laramie package or something on that one.
The Tradesman.
Tradesman, which is the rubber floor matting. And that's what we wanted. We didn't want any of the carpet and any of that stuff.
And no price still more than $38.40 on a Ford. And the 3/4 ton, that's what we, with this one here, and we bought one at Allen a year ago, and we were about $38 on that style with the gas.
Yeah. The other part that shocked me was that interest. Wow.
What a big difference.
What a difference. No, I don't know if they were just, because we've already got the squad with them now, is they were cutting us a deal, but I was shocked that the interest rates between Huntington and PNC were the same. I didn't try a credit union. I've never dealt with a credit union myself personally.
So. Did you ever try Genoa?
I did not try Genoa. I just... I can.
You know, you table the truck then?
Pardon?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I've just never dealt with a credit union. Not that I can go in there and ask them the questions.
So, do we need to do some more homework in the meantime before making a decision on the truck?
Sweetheart.
Well, yeah, I mean, I...
Let me go back to my officers. Let me visit with my officers one more time and see where they want to, where they're willing to go.
Yeah.
You know, where do we really need to go? I mean, I'm just trying to, also trying to convince them too as well. It's $10,000, that will already buy the skid unit. I mean, we're driving a 1988 first truck right now.
Anything's going to be better than that, right?
Right. I mean, I did a little bit of web research and, I've never driven diesels or anything, but what the web has to say is if you put a lot of miles,
right,
there you get 20% more energy in a gallon of diesel than in a gallon of gasoline, and the prices are pretty comparable. So, you're going to gain on efficiency. Well, that's not the case here. We're not going to put a lot of miles on this. If you've got to do a lot of long haul driving, you're better off with a diesel. But we're not going to do a lot of long haul driving. And they say if you're gonna, do a lot of start, stop, that kind of thing, you go with gas. If you're going to let it idle for long periods of time, a diesel will handle that very well. But they said don't treat a diesel like a gas engine. It's, on, off all the time.
Well, and that idling thing used to be the big selling point to the construction companies, because a lot of them, the truck just doesn't shut off all day. It may run 12 hours.
Yeah.
But now with the new clean emissions,
you don't let them idle.
They'll carbon up. Mm. And those filters, if you happen to have one that can be cleaned, it's about $400 to $500 to clean it. But if you've got to replace it, it's like $3,000. And that's the problem, like with our big international, it doesn't have the complete clean system on it because we don't have the depth in it. If you idle that one for real long, it'll just fall on its friggin' face, and you have a heck of a time cleaning it out. And a lot of the diesels now, when they sit like that, if they won't go into regen, they'll load up and shut themselves off. They'll first go into a limp mode, then they'll shut down. So that's part of the problem with it. With that,
so I mean, the other thing was if you're really hauling some real heavy loads, you get more power out of a diesel than you do out of a gas engine. But if you're not pushing the limits of that vehicle, I mean, for what we're looking for, it sure sounded like it was really pointing more towards the gasoline engine than the diesel, but.
I can share with you the other, some of our local departments, they're just driving gas on their pickups.
Yeah, okay.
Oregon and so. You guys
that's
bought.
The last pickup we bought for the township, gas. We weren't going to buy a diesel.
So I guess we just need to be prepared to counter, can we deal with having two different kinds of engines and the training issue and proper signage and making sure that nobody confuses,
right?
Since everything else at the fire department,
you can't
is
put the nozzle in the gas.
And
when you get into the truck beds, well, like with Ford, I'm not sure about Dodge, I haven't seen it, but you get the big fuel door because the bed's made for the diesel neck. But when you open it on the door and on the neck, it says unleaded fuel only. And they make the hole so small,
yep.
If you go to a gas station, you're
can't
not
get
gonna
diesel.
Get the diesel in there.
Yeah.
And except out here, which our diesel one is a little bigger, but we don't have the great big one anymore. But it's pretty easy right now knowing which one's gas, which one's diesel.
Okay. So as long as the training issues,
right.
Okay.
All those
and,
issues
are,
the
and
big, I think now that and the which one, the Ford or the
Then you get into what are you gonna
and I'm gonna take I agree, you take the guy that works on this stuff every day and does the research on what he says, so and Ken's saying the Ford engine's gonna be this new one's gonna be the thing, so
the Ford dealer did too. I went over to Janaw and talked to Janaw.
That's what he said too, the new Ford engine. I just think Ford builds a better truck. I have a Dodge at work,
for the diesel
and that Dodge is the biggest piece of junk I've ever owned in my life.
Diesel.
But you're talking about the diesel engine being the greatest thing coming out this year.
No, no, gas, gas. Gas, gas.
Ford's got a new gas engine coming out.
They're going to put in school buses and everything, because everybody with this diff, everybody has problems.
Right.
Yeah, so everybody wants to get away with this.
From a fiscal officer standpoint, you should save the money and buy the cheaper truck, because we don't have the money to spend $10,000 more. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're financing it, but he's got to put lights, he's got to put badging, and that's...
But we don't know what the new price of the new Ford is yet.
Yeah, it's gonna not going to be less. It's going to be more.
Right, but is it only going to be $4,000 or $5,000 more at bid price? We don't know that at that point.
Yeah,
so
they didn't give me much of a discount.
The Fords are also moving up to the aluminum bodies more and more on the Fords.
Mm-hmm.
The frame wise isn't going up into the one tons.
Yeah.
The other ones they are. They're putting more aluminum into them.
Yep. Yeah, my new truck's all aluminum body. And a steel frame.
So. I saw a man at the Rouge. We went up there 3 weeks ago with my grandson. You walk up above the line and you see it all done.
Yeah. So. All right. Anybody got anything else?
Oh, I do. And I failed to put it on the only bid that we've received so far on GovDeals is $3,500 for the Medicure.
That was the other thing.
What's the minimum that you want?
You had 10 on there, didn't you?
I had 10,000 on there.
Do you think we should?
I got that magazine too that everybody. Yeah. Did you see that, or should I bring it over so you can look at it?
Which one are you talking about?
Otarmo one.
Oh, I haven't seen that. No.
I'll bring it over because they advertise a lot of fire equipment in there and used trustees equipment. You know, backhauls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Is that something you think? How long has it been up now, since first of the year, roughly?
Yeah.
3 months now? Mm-hmm. Is that something maybe we could lower the bid on a little bit, just to see if I mean, lower the min down from 10
we
to
could,
maybe...
We could, because Thursday, I have to repost it then.
So you could sell something to anyone at $5,000 or under. So if you assign a value as trustees, you could sell it to somebody and not have to go through this if it's under that amount.
Yeah, but you don't want to sell it for $5,000.
I don't think you're going to get much for it, though.
That's my only fear, and it's sitting more and more, longer and longer it sits.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's not doing us anything.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's just a shame.
I mean, you want to try it for a few more months?
Yeah, let's try that magazine.
We can lower it down to 8. How about we lower it to 8 and see where we go?
Yeah. This magazine goes to all the townships, and there's a lot of people that can't afford a new truck.
Yeah,
they'd be happy to have this.
Heck yeah.
Put a sign on it at the road, too, but I wouldn't give it away for $5,000. Yeah. It's worth more than $5,000.
Right. How many miles got it? Probably 60?
38.
Yeah.
38. Brand new.
So that was a medic unit, and I'm not trying to be, just think about what the brush unit's going to be. It's going to be way less. That's part of my argument back to my team is, gentlemen, you really got to understand this vehicle's not going to get that many miles. We may use it more for doing authorizing general runs and stuff like that, but the program. I do have to switch one more. I do apologize on this one. If you seen the news at all, the county-wide is really looking at this consolidated dispatching. And that will have a direct effect on the township and our dispatching, meaning that they're trying to consolidate that every fire department is going to be into centralized dispatching, so they would eliminate Oregon's PSAP, Sylvania's PSAP, Maumee's PSAP, UT's, all of those. Well, everything will go down to the county now. The
911,
preliminary fee that they, a projected fee that was shown or provided to us, is unrealistic. We would never agree and never pay $140,000 for dispatching when we're only paying less than $12,000 now for dispatching. It was unrealistic because we were the highest, and you take Sylvania was like $38,000. Well, wait a minute, you got 25 times more of the calls we have in our whole lifetime. So this is the commissioner's groups are doing this, so I will keep you advised on this thing.
Yeah, what's the timeline of
literature?
Timeline of such a change.
They're wanting to do this within the next year,
They're forcing us, Tony.
They're forcing us. And then the other part is, and just to give you an idea, this is only phase one. Phase two will be a Metro Fire Department. So the whole county fire department would be one fire department by the county.
I had heard that, I had followed that pretty close, and I heard that Oregon had less than 2 years before, because they were going to be the first one. Back when Paul was there, now Denny there, it might be different, but they were going to be one of the first ones to jump to it, and then the rest of the departments were going to be less than 5 years, and they were going to be, that's what their game plan was, like 5 years to have it as a metro county fire department, everything. And that's where they, you know, we might not even have a fire station here because it might be run out of Oregon, you know what I mean?
Right. You're exactly right. Yeah. This location may not facilitate whatever their grand scheme of things do. So,
a lot of moving parts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we'll just. And I think all of this is this because of this jail problem.
Well, before they take all the fire department's money, give us enough notice so you can buy the roads department an excavator or something.
Well, you're going to get a nice maintenance garage up there then, right?
I need something to store my excavator.
No, that's true. I had one last thing, and I forgot to bring it up, Kevin, in your report, the backhoe's going end of the month?
Yeah. Okay. Thursday. Going tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay. I knew we talked about it. We didn't know exactly when it was installed. Okay. Well, nobody's got anything else. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
That's a move.
I'll second. Dave was quick.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
No
audience. What?